sure we have the text here. We have the text to learn. The boys have the text too.
Thank you.
us, but the one who favors over you and so enormous. We praise him for this day. We give Alhamdulillah, wider, broader, and meaning than merely saying that it means all thanks belong to Allah. It refers to praise that have inside you gratitude. It has, you are praising Allah. From inside the praise, you have gratitude inside. But as for that, I shake it. You do that when someone gives you something, when someone does a favor. So Alhamdulillah, whether you have received a favor, you can recognize Alhamdulillah. Whether you have received something that is not even pleasing to you, you also say, well, Alhamdulillah. Why? Whether you receive favor or not, Alhamdulillah belongs to Allah. It is that favor. That's why in the times of pleasure, we say Alhamdulillah. In the times of displeasure, we still say Alhamdulillah, Ala Kulli Hal. So, we say Alhamdulillah, Ala Kulli Hal. We are not pleased, but we accept and praise. When we are pleased, we are happy. What do we say? Alhamdulillah, Allah. So, in either of the cases, Alhamdulillah for Allah. Because it has to do largely with praising glory Christ. Lillah, it belongs to Allah. It is exactly for Allah. Because this love, language that comes with Lillah, it could be the sixth spot that showing it is desirably for Allah. It should be the link that it is owned by Allah. Some of them are saying it is the truth. It is desirably owned by Him. So we must direct praise to Allah. I hope that is for you. That was what the Imam started by saying, Alhamdulillah. And that is the sunnah of Islam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when he addressed the people, he will start by saying, Inna alhamdulillah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he addressed the people, he will start by saying, Inna alhamdulillah. When he wrote his letter, he started with Bismillah ar-Rahman. We have not seen Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim at the beginning of this talking with the Tasbeeh, the Tasbeeh of Sheikh Bakr Hill and Bilal Zubayr. Does your copy have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim at the beginning? Does your copy have? Your copy has? You don't have a copy. Where is it? He didn't bring it to class. This copy of Majlis Risale at the beginning of the class, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That from the Sunnah of Islam also, in regards to what we write. Allah started his own word, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bikitabillah. By way of following the book of Allah, when we also write the book, we say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim at the beginning. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he wrote letters to people, they used to be started with words, Bismillah ar-Rahman. One of the scholars, Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Tuli, he compiled the letters of the Prophet Muhammad. The compilation of the letters that we are reading to the Prophet, by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those letters started with words, Bismillah ar-Rahman. So I hope that this Imam would have started that copy with Bismillah, even though it does not occur in some of the copies. It occurs in this copy, the print of Darul Fiqh in Lebanon. It has Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim at the beginning. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And then he came to say Alhamdulillah. So he said Alhamdulillah الذي ابتدا الانسان بنعمته ابتدا الانسان بنعمته سبحانه وتعالى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave a beginning to us. He gave a beginning. All praise belongs to Allah who gave a beginning to mankind. He originated human beings out of his favor. But he created us the favor for us both. He brought us into a beginning. He made us, he brought us into existence in a matter out of his favor. Whether he brought us into existence in terms of Adam alayhi salam, how he molded Adam and then he blew life into him. All that. Our beginning in the womb of our mother. These are the two beginnings that we have. Either the beginning with respect to the creation of Adam alayhi salam, or the beginning with respect to each of us when we became formed in the womb of our mother. As it is in the hadith of Al-Salih al-Masih, Inna ahadakum yujma wa salikum fi batnikum. That's our own beginning. It can be any of the two beginnings. The Quran mentions the two of them as beginnings. Whether with the beginning of Adam or with the beginning of each of us. So if Sada al-Insan al-Bin-Irmati, Allah made us to have existence out of his favor. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is that clear to us? الحمد لله الذي ابتدع الإنسان بنعمته. Is it clear for us? Says وصوره في الأرحام بحكمته. صوره. صور الإنسان في الأرحام بحكمته. He gave mankind his form. He gave us our form, so Allah. He gave us the form. He gave us the head, the eyes in front of it, the two ears by the side, the nostrils and the middle, so Allah. He said to us in the Quran, what's of Allah? Oh, Father, that is Allah. So Allah. He gave us our form. He gave us our design, our form, our mold that we occur in. Allah gave it to us. He made us be like that. Let the ears be here. Let the head be here. Let the head be on the head. When we were younger than this, they used to ask us, what are the functions of the human hair? Good. From that they provide us heat. They make us have some form of warmth. Who gave us that form? Allah. How about our eyes? They help protect us from insects and other things flying into our ears. Who gave us that form like that? Allah. Firstly, it is a ni'mah for us. The favor. He molded us like that. So he said that in Sana Bihimana, he brought man into origin. He brought man into a beginning. He brought man into existence. He met out of his faith. وَصَوَّرَهُ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. The rahim is the womb where the child grows. The womb where the child grows is part of what? Of rahim. And its dura is what? Arham. صَوَّرَهُ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. This one has many places in the Quran. صَوَّرَهُ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. So Allah, as He will, He molded us, give us our form. From one stage of that formation to the other,
At one time we are like chipping the meat like that. We are both, we develop the sense of hearing, the sense of sight, the sense of smell, the mouth, the feet, gradually. Give us a form. So I thank him and give gratitude to him and praise him. Alhamdulillah alladhi ibtada al-insana bi ni'matihi wa sawwarahu fil arhami bi hikmatihi. So all these forms that we have described, they didn't just come like that. It is from the hikmah of Allah. So if someone asks us, how did we become created like this? Then hikmatillah. That is from the wisdom of Allah. How did we come to become like this? We came to become like this, the hikmatillah. Is it clear, sir? This book was originally written, we shall come back to it, for children. We shall come back to it. So children should understand it, should pay attention to it. Alhamdulillah, alladhi ibtada al-insana بنعمته وصوره في الأرحام بحكمته. Someone asked, how do we become created like this? It's our teeth, the lips covering the teeth, and the teeth is encasing our tongue. That is from hikmah. Someone can ask us, why is it that we place our feet on the ground? We don't place our heads on the ground to walk. Hikmah. The wisdom of Allah that came from the wisdom of Allah. So He's creating us as we are is from the hikmah of Allah. So if He has made you a Negroid or a Negro, you know we have two or three races. How many races do we have? How many races among sinners? Three. They say the Caucasoid, the Mongoloid, and the Negroid. We are supposed to be the Negroid. People who are in their skin dark. Our darkness of our skin, the way our hair are, it is from hikmah. But that's why when you try to change this thing, you are contradicting and challenging that hikmah. If you want to change your hair to be like Oyinbo hair, you want to change your skin to be like the fair person's skin and complexion, when you are not fair ordinarily, you are challenging that hikmah. So wallahu fil arhami bi hikmah. So Allah gave us this our form while we were in the wombs out of His wisdom. It was not just an accident, it was a planned thing from the hikmah of Allah. Is this clear? Alhamdulillah alladhi ibtada al-insana bi ni'matihi وصوره في الأرحام حكمته وأبرزه إلى رزقه. أبرز الإنسان. Allah exposed mankind. He brought us into His rizq. The rizq of Allah is His compassion for us. أبرزه إلى رزقه. He brought us into His ease. So when He talks about Arham, and then our brother, He made us to emerge. He brought us into ease. What is the first thing that should come to our mind? We were in the womb. وَصَوَّرَنَا ثُمَّ أَبْرَزَنَا إِلَىٰ رِشْتِهِ. What is the first thing that should come to our mind? The breast milk that we sought from our parents, from our mother. This risk from Allah. We were in the womb, He was modeling us. And He was growing the breast milk for the child by His power. The child will emerge. The first thing he will find is some warm drink to drink, like milk, containing everything that child needs. The food is there, the drink is there, the nitrogen is there, the oxygen is there. And for all of them in the proportion that the child needs out of compassion from Allah. Abrazahu ila rizqi. Allah brought him out to rizq. Not just that. When women and men, everybody who carries a child, he carries them with ease, with compassion. Abrazahu ila rizqi. Everybody will be carrying, carry the baby gradually, little.
As if our hands are not our hands. It is still the same hand, but we'll be carrying the baby with mercy. It's the rift from Allah that the baby is enjoying. So we emerge, He made us to emerge into His compassion. From that compassion is the breast milk. One of our older friends who says to us, no man who walks on the road, he has two hands and two feet, should be afraid what to eat. Because when the hands and the feet were there, but they can't do anything, Allah gave you food to eat. When you were not out of the womb, our limbs were already, before we came out of the womb, our limbs were already eating. So that is what you came out onto. That is what you come out and you meet. أبرزه إلى رفقه وما يكسره له من رزقه. So we thank him سبحانه وتعالى. وعلمه ما لم يكن يعلم. So as you enjoy this rizq and rizq from Allah, as you enjoy compassion and mercy that Allah has brought down for you, Allah has provided it as a little young boy. Oh yes, as the case may be. علم كما لم تكن تعلم. Allah now teaches you what you did not know before. When you came out of the womb, you don't know why, you didn't know it. You didn't know Ta'al, you don't know it. You didn't know Surah Al-A'raf. Abdul Kabir, when did you learn Surah Al-A'raf? You did as you were born. علمه ما لم يكن يعلم. Allah will teach you what you did not know. And that's what he tells us in the Quran. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. When Allah brought you out from the womb, Allah would bring you out from the womb of your mother. At that time, لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Look at this ibara. It is a nakira to be siyakin nafs. You didn't know anything when you came out. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. جَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ. He now gave you his sense of hearing. He gave you all the rest of the senses. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ. The sense of sight. وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. And the mind, the place where whatever you learn, we go and stay. What we learn, where do they stay? Here. That's where they stay. When we learn something, we stay on our mind. جَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. They will come from here into our ears and then from our eyes. Where do they go to? So how do we learn? We learn by seeing and hearing. So you'll be reading it, and then it will be read to you. You are reading it, looking at it. At the same time, your ears are listening to them. So Allah gave us these two things as the means to acquire knowledge. And He gave us the mind as a place to keep the knowledge like a store. So Allah makum ma lam takum ta'am. He says, الحمد لله الذي ابتدأ الإنسان بنعمته وصوره في الأرحام بحكمته وأبرزه إلى رزقه وما يسره له من رزقه وعلمه ما لم يكن يعلم وكان فضل الله عليه عظيما. And the favor of Allah on mankind are great. كَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. The فضل of Allah عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ عَظِيمًا. وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ عَظِيمًا. He was mentioning some فضل. He mentioned the فضل of creating us, the فضل of putting us in our womb and giving us our form, the فضل of the risk we enjoy and the risk we enjoy from childhood.
And the fact that he gave us, that means we learn new things. So the child will first learn the name. It's from the first things the child knows, her name or his name. So when you call him Abdullah, he starts looking at you. Have we observed that thing? It's from the first thing the child knows. The Kabir, he starts looking at you. Fawad, he starts looking at you. From the first thing the children know. Then after that, Mama. Mama. And then other things that you teach them. Allah makes you know those things gradually. It's a big favor from Allah. Very, very big favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many things did we know now that if we look back 20 years, and I did not know this thing 20 years time. Before that thing used to give me problems. One of the things that used to give me problems was -1, -1. -1, -1. I hated it. Whenever I saw it. What is -1, -1. We did not know it. Now if we see -1, -1, we just laugh. That time we did not know. So he made the learning to be gradual. Gradual. The Sheikh says, وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ عَظِيمٌ. After all, the favor of Allah on us, عَظِيمٌ, they are mighty. You can't count them. Look at our tongue. We drink water, we eat food. We know the difference between salt and sugar. Rahim. We know the difference between salt and sugar. Big, big favor. We see things, we read, we hear. Big, big favor, Ikhwan. Alhamdulillah. The Sheikh says further, Rahimahullah, وَنَبَّأَهُ نَبَّأَهُ بِآثَارِ صَنْعَتِهِ. Now he did not just leave us like that. نَبَّأَنَا. He will be cautioning us and teaching us lessons. The mother, the asar is sun'ati. By the signs that come from the things that we have created. He created the rain. And when you find a very hard rock, one drop of rain on it, 1, 2, 3. Hard rock, 4. Like to become, and by the time you know it, the rock will begin to decay and weather. So by that, what is he telling us? No matter how new that thing is, it will become old over time. That's far. It calls us to attention. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ فِي السَّبِيلِ. Did you not consider? Go and think about how I have created the camel, the bahana, the asar, the things that he has created, what they do, he's teaching us lessons with them, he calls us to attention, think about what I have created, see what is happening, see the heavens. Someone was telling me yesterday, he spoke Yoruba and said, we do our own to a year for Sanula segment. That's it. That the sky is sufficient for the birds to fly. It's an understatement. Because there are heights in the sky that they can even go. They can't go further. And the sky is still available. How many birds will you remove from? How many birds will you remove from the plane? How many birds will you remove from the plane? How many birds can make one single aeroplane? Yes, you have how many planes in the sky? Allahu a'lamu bi'adami. The sky is vast. What? He calls us in Surah Al-Mulk. He says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ وَالْهِيَ فَوْقَ صَافَّاتٍ far too well. He said, do you not look at the birds in the sky? It stretches its wings flying. Because after that, what will it do? Why else will it do? It's also for you. He asked, Ma yumsikuhunna illa rahman. Who holds them in the sky except Allah? Who apart from Allah holds them in the sky? Because inna allaha yumsiku samawati wal arda an tazula. Allah has held the heavens and the earth so that they will not fly away. It means the earth could have flown away in the sky. If you know a little bit of astronomy, you know that the earth can get lost. This our earth can get lost. So Allah held it, don't go. He says, Wala in zalata, if they want to get lost, in amsaka humani ahadim min ba'di, does anyone who can hold it back, this earth, somebody can hold it, say, don't go. وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ عَزِيمًا. The favor of Allah was as great. سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. وَنَبَّهَنَا بِآثَارِ صَنْعَتِهِ. With all of this, he gave us different lessons to learn. وَأَعْذَرَ إِلَيْهِ عَلَىٰ أَلْسِنَةِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. أَعْذَرَ إِلَيْهِ. سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Yani, bayyana lahu, Allah gave us explanations, gave us reasons, gave us a lot of, he went to great extent to find, went to tell us, ala al-sinati al-mursalin, through the tongues of the messengers of Allah, even they are explaining to us. The Shaykh says, wa a'adara ilayhi ala al-sinati al-mursalin al-tiyah. Allah al-Sinat al-Mursalin, upon the tongues of the prophets, the messengers of Allah, Mursalin, upon the tongues of the Mursalin, the messengers of Allah, A'adara ilayhi, he gave him maximum evidence. All the evidences that are possible. Firstly, Nabahana bi'afari sanati, he calls us to attention with the natural telescope. After that, he also gave us evidences from where? From the Rusul al-Anbiya. They explained to us, أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. I am the messenger of Allah to all of you. You see? لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعْهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانَ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. To unveil Mashiach, and of course to teach us from that first day. Fahadu subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fahada man waffaqahu bifadlihi. So he will now guide man waffaqahu bifadlihi. Whomever he chooses to give substance, Allah will now guide him bifadlihi out of his favor on him. There are signs in the universe, there is revelation from the Rusul. When we all hear these two things, هَذَا اللَّهُ مَنْ وَفَّقَهُ بِفَضْلِهِ. Allah will guide whomever He wills, وَفَّقَهُ. Whomever He chooses to give success, بِفَضْلِهِ. And that is out of His favor on that person. So if you are a Muslim, how did you become a Muslim? Allah just favored us. Allah was just merciful to us. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَضَلَّ مَنْ خَزَلَهُ بِعَدْلِهِ. أَضَلَّ مَنْ خَزَلَهُ. There are some people that خَزَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah disgraced them. Why? بِعَدْلِهِ. Out of His justice for them. That's from justice. Of Allah, Allah made them go astray. These people, Allah made to go astray those He chose to disgrace. How? Be actually out of His justice. So those people that Allah disgraced made them to go astray, it is out of what? His presence. And those people that he granted success and they are guided, it is out of his what? His favor. Notice this. Those that Allah gave guidance, it is out of his what? For his favor. Those that he made to go astray, it is out of his what? Justice. وَيَكْسَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِلْيُسْرَاهِ. So from those that Allah has guided are the mu'minun ko, يَكْسَرَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِلْيُسْرَاهِ. So he made the path of rightness, the path of rightness, the road of correctness, يَكْسَرَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah made it easy for the believers. The path of righteousness. Allah made it easy for those that he gave tawfiq out of his favor. His favor. His favor on anybody that he likes. And he cannot be asked, you, why are you not favoring me? No, I favor whom I like, whom I want. May Allah count us among those who earn his favor and gain his favor. So adalla man fazalahu bi ajlihi wa yaksara al-mu'minina illa lil-yusra. Allah made the Muslims conducive to be able to follow the right path. He made the people who can follow the right path. When we were younger than this, non-Muslims used to ask us, how are you able to pray 5 times a day? يَسَّرَهُ اللَّهُ يَسَّرَهُ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Allah made it easy for us. That is from the examples of يَسَّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِلْيُسْرَى. He made the Muslims conducive to be able to follow the path of righteousness. Likewise, when you are a person of Sunnah, you should know that it is Allah that has made it easy for you. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَا. We would not have known the path of righteousness if it were not that Allah guided us. So this is why you will be humble upon the path. Because it was Allah who made it easy for you to follow. He just favored you. The same thing when you know a thing people don't know. Allah just favored you to know. Or you did a thing people have been trying, they did not do. Allah just favored you. You went to a place everybody wanted to go, you cannot go. They cannot go except you went, you came back. Allah just favored you. Many times we don't see guidance as a favor from Allah. We forget it. But the companions used to sit down inside the masjid court and they would say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, thanking Allah for the favor of Islam. Allah mentioned that in Surah Al-Kahf. So it's the favor of Allah that we are guided. And when a person becomes misguided, it is from the justice of Allah on him. Allah has paid him what he deserved. But for you, he just gave you the favor of guidance. So know it, Salafi, know it, know it, know it. مَا كُنَّا لِنَا حَسَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَا. We would not have known guidance if it is not that it was Allah who guided us. Allah will be Amma. Let me see. I have a brother. He used to take alcohol. Far older than I am. He would drink alcohol. He would humanize. He would take smoke. He did not use to pray. If you told him that he would beat you. You know those elder brothers. He would beat you like mad. Or sometimes you look at them and say, idiot, you walk away. Now, where he lives, his name Baba Adini. His life changed. So if he says Alhamdulillah, many times you see him, he starts crying. So we know why he's weeping. He said, I know myself before. Now, before Zuhur, my body will be telling me it should be time for Zuhur now. It should be time for Asr now. He said, now I can't sleep and sleep past 3 a.m. in the night. He can't sleep past 3 a.m. He must wake up for Qiyamul Layl. This was a drunkard before. He's my brother. He's not far away. My brother. So usually when he talks about himself, he cries. He says, because I know my, I committed. He will say, May Allah forgive each and every one of us. The point here is that people like that usually see the value. They know that the guidance was what? Min fadlillahi alayhim. For many of us, Salafi told us, who made you to understand that Salafiya? Allah. Have you thanked him for it? Do you employ that when you relate to the rest of the people that Allah has not made to understand what you have understood by his favor? We don't see understanding and being upon the sunnah of the favor. We forget it if at all we think of the favor. Have we sat down to say, Alhamdulillah, my Lord, that you guided me upon this path of sunnah? فَهَدَى مَنْ وَفَّقَهُ بِفَضْلِهِ Allah guided whomever, those that he granted success. هَدَاهُمْ بِفَضْلِهِ Allah guided them unto success out of his favor. وَأَضَلَّ مَنْ فَضَلَهُ بِعَدْلِهِ And then he misguided مَنْ فَضَلَهُ Those that he wanted to disgrace, بِعَدْلِهِ And that is out of his justice. وَيَفْصَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِلْيُسْرَ He made the path of, he made the Muslims to find it easy to follow the path of righteousness. Ulama say one of the reasons that makes the path of righteousness easy is to be making sadaqah. If you would like to be a good Muslim, you want Allah to make the dictate, the laws of Islam, and the sunnah of the Messenger alayhi salatu to be easy for you to give his sunnah. It's in the Quran. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحِسْنَى فَحْسَنُوا يَسْفِرُهُ To be easy for you, if you give out of sincerity, From the gains of giving out of sincerity is that you be upon the path of righteousness. Give in sadaqah. The sadaqah could be anything of goodness. So, man a'ta wa taqa وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحِسْنَانِ فَحْسَنُوا يَسْفِرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى يَكْثَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِلْيُسْرَى So those who believe, who have iman, Allah makes them conducive to be able to be upon the path of righteousness. It is Allah who made you comfortable with the path of righteousness. Some will say, ah, sooner here in labor there. Oh, sisters, in this hot weather you wear black. Yassarallahu lil mu'min. Allah has made it easy for them. Do you know women in black, in jilbab, in black, in the sun? They don't feel much heat as we feel. Ask your wife when you get back home. In the sun, how do you feel? Ask them. When we were younger than this, there was a lecture theater. The White House Lecture Theater. The White House Lecture Theatre. There are supposed to be ACs there, are we? Huh? But there are usually no ACs. They have no electricity and so on. So you see students, there's a lecture that two people blowing, blowing their bodies. You see Jilbab sisters, they are not blowing anything, they are writing. People used to ask them, Elijah, you are not blowing anything. You are not for the same. In fact, a sister told me that people were asking, Elijah, everybody is blowing in this class except you. Tell me I'm not feeling the duty of you. Who made it easy for us? Tawa, did you better way? Do we thank him for that favor? Wallahi, it is Allah who made it. Wallahi. Wallahi. And then it is the issues of researching knowledge and finding out. Wallahi. Sometimes when matters are tough, you won't sleep for days. During last Ramadan, when someone was saying some things about the issues of what? Now, what did he say? About paying fidya. No. It was during Ramadan. It was during Dhulhijja. What was he saying? That people may not shave, people can shave their head in the first 10 days of Dhulhijja. He brought a lot of shubha. We needed to respond within 1 week. Wallahi la ilaha illa huwa. Those 1 week, I don't know whether I slept up to 3 days. Fortunately, there was a brother with me, Abu Zayn and Kumar Bimbel. We know him, Sheikh Kumar Bimbel. We were together. We will be there until we have to first of all search for everything that he said. We were not using computer or books. We were searching in the books. And we were looking for answers to some of them that he said that we did not know before. Kill our past somewhere. Until that Saturday morning after the reply, I was able to sleep. He too was not able to travel to Kare. Who made it easy for you? Wallahi Allah. Wallahi Allah. Allah. So whatever you gain from success, you should know that it is Allah that has made it easy for you. That will make you be humble. That will make you be humble. فَهَدَى مَنْ وَفَقَهُ بِفَضْلِهِ وَأَضَلَّ مَنْ خَذَلَهُ بِأَجْلِهِ وَيَسَّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِلَّهِ لليسرى وشرح صدورهم للذكرى. Allah opened the hearts of the Muslims للذكرى, to accept reminder. He made your mind a mind that is fertile. Some people's mind are not fertile. Just like on the earth, is it everywhere you can plant a tree? No, it's not fertile. The same thing, the hearts are not all fertile. But Allah شرح صدور المؤمنين للذكرى. Allah opened the heart of mu'minun. When I was saying that we were not giving thanks, I was watching all of us. Our hearts were shivering. Abi, yeah, we don't understand. Do better. It is Allah that made your heart to be like that. It was not out of your power or knowledge. Allah made your heart to be like that. Some hearts. If you read the Quran from Al-Fatiha to An-Nas, they will not shake any. Their hearts are worse than rocks. Because Allah says, even the rocks, there are some of them. لَمَّا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَّا يَحْبِسُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Some human beings, they are so hard-hearted, more than the rocks. So when your own heart is soft, although many of us might have found it difficult to reject here, like the companion sister to Rasulullah, it was said that Abdullah ibn Abbas had 2 lines on his cheek, ibn Abbas. He had 2 lines on his cheek. You know how those lines fall? From regularly weeping because of Quran.
easily when you read the Quran, they weep. The same thing, Omar, they weep a lot. Abu Bakr, that kind of a heart, who gave it to them? Subhanahu. شرح صدور المؤمنين للذكرى فآمنوا بالله بألسنتهم ناسكين. I think we can stop. The Shaykh was Imam Rahimahullah ibn Abi Zayd was calling our attention to these big favors. Because when you recognize the favors of Allah upon you, you will not recognize also that worship is not deservingly directed to anybody except who? Allah. That's why it says to us in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal nas, i'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Worship Allah. Is he not the one who created you? Walladhina min qablikum, he created those before you. So he's mentioning the favors of Allah on us. So that when he starts mentioning what Allah wants us to believe regarding him, what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants us to believe, we accept it that this is what our Lord wants. So he's telling us, reminding us about the favors of Allah on us. I hope that is clear. The Bismillah will continue from here in our next class. If we have a few questions, we can ask about them. Now, bring your copy tomorrow in the next class, next weekend. Okay, child. Today, his copy of this book is not with you. Now, alaykum salam. Amin one. One of what? One of these did what? Yes, Ibn Tulun Muhammad. Muhammad Ibn Tulun. Rasailun Nabi Sallallahu. The messengers, the messenger messages or letters. The letters the Prophet wrote alayhi salam. They are in the books of Tariq. Go to Bidaya or Nihaya, you see some of them. So you compile it from different sources into a single book. I have printed copy, not computer. I have it. The reason I always say not computer is that some people say I have it, and his intention is that on his computer, he will now make the Jesus to put on us. Instead of saying I have it on my computer, but you then listen to Alain, he will say I have it. Wayaskutu amma bakia. He will keep quiet of the rest. We used to call that the least of sukkot. He makes us think that he has it at a moment. So that's why I'll make the three. The one who has it on the computer does not truly really have it to buy books, brothers. Don't wait for software else. May Allah protect us. لا يصلح هذه الأمة إلا بما صلح به أولها. This Ummah will not come unto righteousness except by what the first of it were upon righteousness. From that is that compiling books, gathering books, keeping books, it is from the Sunnah of this Ummah. Let us not allow modern day lifestyle to take this Sunnah away from us. Allah Himself has a book. Bibles, don't be deceived by internet. Ahlulhadith.com. Bibles, may Allah make them beneficial to us. Now, perhaps we take that as the last question. Abu Mu'adh. Who? Abu Tawheed. Just Tawheed. Abu what? Abu Abdullah waiting, or Abu Abdullah reality. Waiting. May Allah bring him to you. Now, if a Qiyamul Layl, Tahajjud, which is why The sooner for women is to clap their hands. If the person thinks that with a woman makes sense, it's like it will make sense that the wife should remind the husband now. After all, they are just the only ones in the room. We would ask him, what is the proof for that? The proof is that he knows sense, Abi. That's why Ali Rabbi Allah Wahu was saying that if this being was based on just I think I feel, whatever, and then you give it like that, we would have been wiping under our feet when we make much and not on top. That's why Imam Sufyan al-Thawri would say, Inna Majinu al-Asa. This deen is Asa, evidence. So he taught us to teach the women to correct us by what? By clapping. Not by saying anything. If anybody says no, the woman can correct them, they should bring Asa, hadith. Not thinking, hadith. Why? Because this is ribad. We will only do what he says we should do until someone brings a hadith. So here are what he says we men should do, including wives, is that they should clap to indicate to the imam that he has heard. Is it clear to us? Except we have a hadith or a far that says otherwise. Do you understand? So if someone else says, yeah, yes, she can do it, just ask her job. Bring me, give me hadith. No, I feel it. I had one sheikh, no one sheikh would hadith. That sheikh should be hadith. After Sheikh Labaja said that, you listen to him, ask him again, did that sheikh bring a hadith? Abu Abdullah waiting. Now, can we use radiallahu anhu for other than the companions? Yes. Radiallahu anhu, you are asking for Allah's pleasure from that person. You can say radiallahu anhu to a person that's not a companion. Is it clear? By way of making dua for him. Do we understand? By way of making dua for that person. You see, if you intend to make dua for him, like I can say, Afa Allah Sheikh, radiallahu anka. You can say that, Ameen. Because I just made you answer. He quickly said, Ameen. He grabbed it. So you can say that to someone. You can tell your son, Ya Muhammad, radiallahu anka. By way of making dua. We should be conversant with making dua. I think we read the hadith in Adam al-Kufra. From the lessons of it is that be regular in making dua for people, especially young people. Sa'ad barakallahu, Tabir, Akad. Make dua for young people when you see them. So from that dua, you can tell a young boy to say, oh, Fawad, radiallahu anha. Rahimakallah, may Allah show mercy upon you. You can say that. Anyway, and that was in the sense that it was mentioned of an Imam Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani in this book. But as for something that is regular, that you do all the time for that person, then that should only be for the companions in the room. Is it clear to us? But if you do it for a person, another person, not the companion, just by way of making dua, there's no gain. If you want to read about things like this, you can go back to Kitab al-Adhkar by Imam Yahya ibn Sharaf al-Nawawi. What is the fate of the book you once said, Akida to Ghaziyya? The fate of what now? Who of it should ask clearly? We wanted to read Aqidatul Razia. We left it, we came to pick food fitter because at that time fitna started. If you remember, we wanted to start Akida towards the end, the whole town went in shame. We stopped it. We came to address our time. And reading from this book is from the issues of addressing the fitna in our time. Because the people think that the Akida of Ahlus Sunnah al-Jama'ah is the Akida of Wahhabiyah. Abdul Wahhab just came, Rahimahullah. They think that it is the Akida of Ahmad ibn Muhammad. So, okay, let us treat the Akida from the A'imma al-Madhab of Imam Malik. It is from the aspect of addressing the immediate problems in our times. The third reason is that it now also encompasses everything you will see in Akida to Ar-Raziyyah. So there is no reason that compels us that we have to be Raziyyah if there are more benefits in reading a book other than Raziyyah. I hope that is clear. So the question may not serve. The two is Vice Chancellor. Hafidhah Billah wa radiyallahu anka. He is the one who used to see these questions for me. He would take it one by one and say, read this one, read it. I used to call him Sayyidul Qawm. He is named Sayyidul Qawm. Abu Abdullah. He is Sayyidul Qawm. And this is his seat here. The day that he comes to sit down there, so people say, ah, what is that? That is his seat. He would have been checking the question for me, so I just remembered him. Radiallahu anhu. Okay, your question has been answered here. Abu Abdullah, I have seen your question. Can we allow a little child of 3 years old to sleep in a room? Is it accepted Islamically? If it is not harmful to him, there is no fear of anything happening to him. It's safe. If there is no fear of anything happening to him, just be sure that the boy is safe or the girl is safe there. May Allah protect all of you. Someone was killed while he was leading Tarawih in Kaaba. What is the rule? What if he's leading Tarawih in Aligo? May Allah protect all of us. You want us to say that you let us demonstrate that you we like fast lane. He was making, he didn't say any magic card and said, what we have. Well, it is from the aspect of Husnul Khatima, inshallah. It is from the aspect of ending well. So if you hear that, the people will be raised in the condition where they were killed. So you see how he will be raised up. So it is from the aspects of good, we will hoping well for him that he has ended well. Because the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the most important of the deeds of the individual are those ones, al-amalu bi khawatimiha, the end ones. So we have the hope that Allah will be merciful to him. So that is the advantage. Inshallah. But al-jannah no longer matter. We can't say that. No Muslim should. From our aqidah is that we don't say that to anybody. Except anybody that Allah and His Messenger have said that about, like the companions of the Allah. If you ask me now, where is Abu Bakr Siddiq? I say inside al-jannah. Eh? Say, in Allah's pleasure. See, how do I know? I said the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wa salam, Abu Bakr will be done. If I say Abu Bakr and Siddiq will never ever enter the hell, you ask me, how do you know? What day? You say, yes, we know. I say, how? I said the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told Abu Bakr, Anta atiqullahi minan nar. You are a person that Allah has freed from the fire. Oh, he wanna. He will not enter. That's how I know. So these people that have been mentioned, like that woman, radiallahu anha, who used to have some, what's that? Epilepsy. When she fell on the ground, all her clothes would be exposed. She came to the Prophet Muhammad. I have this case. Beg Allah that this thing should stop. Yeah. You don't want to enter this. I want to enter this. You will enter this. In that conversation, the messenger mentioned that she would enter this. She now said, okay. But beg Allah that when it happens, my clothes should not be exposed. Well, in that conversation, there was a thought that she would enter Al-Jannah. From the people of Al-Jannah was Bilal. And so on. So these people, we can say, yes, Allah will put them into Al-Jannah. But no matter the shayu, the scholar, when you talk about them regarding Al-Jannah, you'll be adding what? Insha'Allah. Insha'Allah. When we are in the north, when Sheikh Jafar Mahmoud was killed, Rahimahullah, people used to say, Jannah, hey, don't go to extremes. Say, Inshallah. For other peace persons, even those persons are Shuhada, still say, Inshallah, Shaheed, with hope that Allah will, because Allah knows him better. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wa salam, Allahu a'lamu biman yuklamu fi sabili. Allah knows best who is the person that was actually killed upon his path. So he died, yes, you saw him dying on the ground, a shaheed, and the battle, valid jihad. But we don't know truly. Maybe he had one thing in mind that destroyed the intention for that jihad, that can prevent that agenda. So we'll be adding words, inshallah. We'll be hopeful. We have hope, inshallah. We have hope. To the likes of Sheikh Jafar Mahmoud, Rahimahullah, Sheikh Muhammad Adam Al-Albani, Rahimahullah, our hope is that Allah places their name in his tent. Is it clear for us this issue? Allahu Akbar. I think it is convenient for us to stop here, inshallah. We will continue from where we stopped in our next. Children, please, any one of you who memorizes that book, I would like it. Start memorizing the book. We will come back to it. It was written for children. Make it a personal effort to start learning it. Keep it in your mind. Alhamdulillah, الذي ابتدع الإنسان بنعمته وصوره في الأرحام بحكمته and so on. May Allah make it easy for us. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.